The White House yesterday issued a statement announcing an increase of more than $16 million to go toward 33 water and sewer projects in Alaska. That's a third again as much money as last year's total federal allocation of $51 million. The state met those grants with a match of $7 million. The money will go toward construction and installation of new systems, repairs to old systems, and for assessments to determine which of the older systems need or will soon need a fix. Andy Tuber is the president and CEO of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says the funding is much needed to improve public health.
Those children living in those rural communities with limited access are five times more likely to be hospitalized for those lower respiratory infections and 11 times more likely to be hospitalized for pneumonia. So there's a substantial number of communities and community members across rural Alaska that are in need.
The White House stated eligibility requirements for rural Alaska village grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture are being changed to remove the word dire, so villages won't have to wait until disaster strikes to get funding. Tuber says the word dire historically has meant honey buckets, so changing the requirement removes a significant barrier to keeping existing systems up and running.
The White House statement reaffirmed that what we understand to be the president's own stated priority to ensure that federal resources are effectively used to avoid public health risks and prevent far costlier infrastructure rehabilitation after the system fails.
However, USDA Director for Rural Development in Alaska, Jim Nordland, says the word dire wasn't meant to be taken out of the regulation.
I think there was a mistake on that. There has been some changes in the regulation, there are still communities in Alaska that are on honey buckets. Are in dire situation. The incidence of waterborne disease and illness is very high. It's just unacceptable to have communities in Alaska still on honey buckets.
Nordland agrees with Tuber that the new money will help improve public health, but much more is needed. He also applauds the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Village Safe Water Program and Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium for their efforts to develop more cost-effective systems. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.